Hey, anyone know where to find more firewood? Like, I'm just saying, if we want a fire at some point tonight, we're gonna need firewood. Yeah, we have, like, none. Okay, but, like, where do we go? Does anybody know? You know? Ah! Where? Is it close by? Is it literally just picking up sticks from the forest? Is it literally just picking up sticks from the ground? Is it free? Do I have to buy it? Oh, okay. Can you, like, I don't know, show me where? Awesome, thank you. That's great. Hell yeah, come on, let's go now. Yeah, I'm good. Alright, hey, we're gonna take off real quick. He's gonna show me where the firewood is, so we'll be back ASAP. Alright. Hi, I'm Ibo. I know we kind of already met. It was in a group, and just in case you couldn't remember, I'm Ibo. It's nice to meet you. Yeah, some of the other girls seem to know you pretty well. Which is cool. Yeah. Do you camp a lot? I really have no idea what to talk about. Well, camping is great. I mean, it's been a really long time since I last camped. Like, I was a kid. Yeah. Do you camp a lot? Like, a lot? Or, like, every once in a while when the weather's nice? You know, there's some people who, like, camp in the winter. Yeah. I really don't know why. I really wouldn't want to because it's cold and wouldn't really want to be cold. Like, I'd rather, you know, be in a warm house with a blanket. Yeah. In bed. Or on a couch. Even better. I don't know. I mean, like, I've seen, those van life YouTube videos. I kind of got caught up in them, and then for, like, a hot minute, I was like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna buy a van. I'm gonna sell everything. Live in a van. It's gonna be great. I'm just gonna be camping all day, every day. I'm just gonna travel, and it's gonna be amazing. And then I actually thought about it for a second, and I was like, do I really want to live in a van? No. Not at all. But then all the van life videos just kind of bled into, like, camping videos and, like, hiking trails, and it also looked a lot of fun until I started to think about the specifics of what it would entail. But something that I did find was, I can't remember what it's called, bush crafting, something about bush, I don't know, it was a guy, him and his dog. It was actually really nice videos where it was just him walking in the woods and, like, literally building himself shelter for the night. And, you know, it was also, like, him in the winter. Yeah, like, so much snow. Him and his dog. And then in the snow, he would build himself, like, a little place to, like, sleep and stay for the night. And it was just like, wow, I could never. I don't know. I mean, I don't really, I don't know. The last time I went camping, it was a lot of fun. I was like 10. That last camping trip was taught how to build a fire. Like nothing really fancy. Yeah. Have you ever done all that? Have you done any of that? Do you have any interest in doing any of that? Interesting. No judgment at all, because I could never. Yeah. Do you know how to build a fire? I built one once when I was like 10 because somebody was teaching me survival tips. It was like a summer camp, and it wasn't like anything cool, like, you know, with the like the rock thing where you like psh, 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 like bang them together to make a spark. It wasn't anything fancy or fun like that. It was literally just like you have some matches, find yourself some kindling, and then this is how you like build like the little sticks and the logs and build out to better, bigger things. And it was fun. It was cool. I built my fire before the rest of the kids. I also made it really big, and I got in trouble and accused of trying to build a bonfire. True story. I'm just, you know, I did it once. I figured I had the basics down. Couldn't be too hard. I'm just asking because if I were to maybe possibly fail at this endeavor, would I be able to call upon you, sir? Yeah? Thank you. No, that's great. So you know some of the girls that I'm camping with. Yeah. That's really cool. You know, building a fire isn't really the only reason for you to come around. Listen, I think you're pretty cute. And if there was ever a time to be a little wild, maybe now is a good time because it's just you and me. We're alone. Nobody's gonna expect us for a little while. And I don't know. It's just kind of like a good story to have. Like one time I went camping, sucked a guy off in the woods. You know? Like a really good random hookup story. What do you think? Are you in? Yeah, I'm asking if I can suck your cock. Yeah? Well, all right. If you're serious, whip it out right now. Yeah, let's go. Wow, look at you. Getting hard already. I'm just gonna quickly jerk you off a little bit, get you nice and hard before I start sucking your cock. Come on. I want you to get hard for me. Yeah. I want you excited for when I wrap my lips around your cock. I'm gonna swirl my tongue over the tip. Yeah. Yeah, I really want to suck your cock. I want you to come in my mouth. Get hard for me. Just like that. Oh, that's so good. What a good boy. Alright, I can't wait anymore. I want to suck your cock. You're so hard. You like it when I lick the tip just like that? Yeah. Good. You taste so good, yeah. Come on, hold on. I love sucking your cock. I want you to feel so good. Yeah, I want to make you feel real good. You're getting close. You're getting close for me. Because I want you to come down my throat. It's okay. Go ahead. You can fuck my mouth. Come on, come for me, come on. I want you to come on my tongue. There you go. Good boy. Thank you. Well, we should, you know, hurry up and go get that firewood. Yeah. Come on, let's go.
Hey guys, we're back. And we got the firewood. So we don't have to worry about the fire dying out on us. So, yeah, you're welcome.